The camera made a slow push into the shaggy, flaxen-haired young man, that's Luke, as he tries to help with the necktie of a brooding young gent who goes by the name of Noah. Their eyes lock. There's a pause. And then Luke plants one right on Noah.
Maybe I should have gotten you a clip-on. Hey, don't strangle yourself. Right now, I wouldn't mind if I did. I can do it. Let me know if it's too late. What's wrong?
It happened on As the World Turns on August 17th, 2007, and it is believed to be the first time two gay men kissed on a soap opera, and it was almost the last. Luke and Noah kissed again on screen in September, but the couple hasn't been shown locking lips since, and some fans are protesting what they see as a double standard. Roger Newcomb is leading that protest. He's a soap opera fan and moderator of an As the World Turns message board. Hi, Roger.
Hello, good morning.
Hey, good morning to you. So what is it that you and your fellow protesters believe is actually going on?
Well, you know, obviously they showed them kiss and the ratings went up. So, you know, and from what I've seen, there was a lot of positive feedback. But obviously something behind the scenes has happened. Somebody's protesting, something negative. Somebody's kind of said, you know, keep the story around, but don't let them touch lips.
The story is still going on, but they have sort of a chaste relationship. Can you explain to me what I'm not seeing?
Yeah, are they just having a rough time in their relationship? Or is it
obvious?
Know,
they're actually the most loving, committed couple on the whole show, but every time there's a scene where any other soap couple would kiss or, you know, they tend to hug or, you know, put their hands on each other's shoulders or hold hands or something.
It's really that obvious?
Yeah, and on the Valentine's episode, which they had a special episode on Valentine's Day, they had nine other couples kissing, and it was really like these passionate, kind of over-the-top kisses, and Luke and Noah hugged, and it was so obvious that show.
So,
that,
what have you done?
Kind of boycott.
What have you been done to let your displeasure be known?
Well, I mean, we have. There's been an online petition to let them kiss, with you know a few thousand signatures. We sent Hershey Kisses to CBS, the network that airs the show, and tried to fill up their offices with Hershey Kisses. We thought since it was chocolate, it would be appealing, and that's nothing negative for them. And then in the past week or so, we started a support Luke and Noah in the media campaign, and that's where we reached out to some media folks to kind of point out the double standard, and the story's really taken off in the last few days.
Now, let's roll it back just a little bit. What was your first reaction when Luke and Noah first kissed?
Well, I loved it. I mean, I've watched this show for a long time, and I didn't really think that would necessarily ever happen. Soaps used to push the envelope a little more. They used to be a little ahead of the game in terms of telling stories, but they've kind of regressed over the last decade or so. And so, you know, when I heard they were doing the story and, you know, the producers said they were committed to treating them like any other couple, I was excited, but I was still a little bit skeptical. So mm-hmm. I was very happy to see that they kissed and the show was going to follow through with what they said in terms of, you know, treating them like any other couple on the show.
Now, aside from the kiss issue, do you think the storyline has tackled any important issues?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's opened a lot of people's eyes. I mean, you know, soap fans are pretty loyal, and a lot of people have watched the show for many decades. And so the character of Luke, we saw him being born on the show. We saw him grow up on the show. So people are pretty attached to that character, whereas in the past when soaps have done, you know, told a gay storyline, it's tended to be somebody they brought in from the outside, fans didn't necessarily care about. So I think people care about that character, and so he's dealt with some discrimination, and there's been some homophobia. I think, you know, his mother didn't accept it at first, and I think we saw her work through that. So I think they did a very good job of showing how families react to someone coming out and dealing with that.
We're speaking with Roger Newcomb, and he's leading a protest about what he sees as a double standard on As the World Turns, about a gay couple and the way they're portrayed as not really having an intimate physical relationship when other couples on the show, heterosexual couples, are obviously seen doing many things.
Going at it all the time.
If you ever turn on daytime TV. I do want to say that we reached out to Procter & Gamble Productions, Roger, and they gave us this statement. Let me read it to you. It says, since Luke and Noah became an on-screen couple several months ago, we've heard from numerous loyal viewers of the show, many of whom supported the storyline, some who didn't. We are telling Luke and Noah's story in the most authentic way we can, being respectful of all the people who watch the show. We make decisions on how to tell our stories based on what we think is best creatively and for our diverse audience. So shouldn't the producer of the show have the right to tell a story however they please?
Well, obviously they do, since it's their show. But the thing for me is in that statement that they talk about a diverse audience, but yet I feel like they have a double standard against the gay characters. Mm-hmm. They mention diversity in the same sentence as they're discriminating. Because, I mean, this is the show where there probably are things that are offensive. You know, there are hookers and porn stars and a lot of graphic sex and violence. So two guys who are actually in love and committed to each other kissing is what they find offensive and would turn off their diverse audience. So that's what I'm offended about.
Now, there's no official protest that we can see anywhere from an outside group about this couple, but Procter & Gamble have been targeted in the past by James Dobson and Focus on the Family because they believe that P&G is pro-gay marriage or involved in as what they called the homosexual agenda. So why would Procter & Gamble bow out now? Why would they succumb to pressure now?
Good question. I mean, it's funny in the, you know, this has gotten some attention, and CBS has repeatedly said, we fully support the storyline. The ratings have gone up. We haven't censored them in any way. But Procter & Gamble's statements, like the one you read, are kind of like ambiguous, or to me it's like double talk. So I think it's definitely the producer. I'm not sure why. You know, obviously some pressure somewhere is causing this to happen. But whoever might be protesting behind the scenes, it's amazing to me they're not protesting the other content on the show, which I would think is more offensive.
Roger Newcomb runs the As the World Turns fam website. We love ATWT.com. Hey Roger, thanks for sharing your story.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Don't go anywhere. Coming up on the BPP, the Globe at Night program. It's trying to measure light pollution by calling on citizens like you to look at stars in your own backyard. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.